It's Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. When a candidate comes to your town, there's always a huddle of reporters with microphones and cameras. And we hear a lot from those candidates and their supporters at an event. But as we get closer to our first in the nation primary here on Morning Edition, we're going to be those reporters with the mics talking with people at a town hall or a diner visit. But you're also going to hear us in the communities hosting the candidates to find out what's on voters' minds. And we start this morning in Nashua. The event is a town hall meeting for Marco Rubio at Nashua Community College. The Florida senator is minutes away from taking the stage. The event is being held in the college's automotive repair shop. There's a row of cars with their hoods up just a few feet away from where voters are packed into rows of seats. And that's where I find Brenda Phelan of Plymouth, who's been making the rounds.
We've seen John Kasich and Chris Christie. This is unique to have so many candidates in the state right now. I don't know.
It's our state sport.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
She and her husband say they typically vote Democrat but are leaning Republican this time. And she's eager to hear what Rubio has to say, particularly on the issue of Social Security.
So we're in the investigatory process here.
You're still undecided. You may be leaning one way, you said, but you're still shopping.
Quite, yes, undecided. It'll be a while, and we can't wait too much longer, can we?
Less than a month away, the days are waning for New Hampshire voters to decide who they're going to support in the February 9th primary. But outside of these political events, and even with the clock winding down, the primary is still not the most pressing thing on the minds of many voters.
Have you been paying attention to the primary?
Somewhat.
When you say somewhat, in what ways?
I watch as much of it as I can stomach.
Gary Function of Hudson has been a machinist for 37 years, but isn't working now as he deals with a medical issue. He's grabbing a coffee at Jaja Bell's Pastry and Coffee Shop in downtown Nashville. He describes himself as a centrist Republican, but...
As for the election, it's kind of like bread and circus to me. There are issues that I'd love to hear them talk about. You didn't hear anything about the mentally ill until there was Obama speaking about guns, and it came up as, oh, and by the way, we're going to do this, right? I'm like, now, there's an issue right there, isn't there? The current issues that they're toting don't excite me at all.
He's not alone, says Jessica DePomprian, the owner here at Jaja Bell's. She hasn't heard much chatter at all about the primary among her customers.
It really is not something that people are excited about. I think a lot of people are undecided on who they're going to vote for. I think even party-wise, they're disgusted within their own parties.
DePomprian says she's mostly concerned about the economy and national security. But with running a business and working 15-hour days, she remains undecided because she hasn't had time to examine the candidates' records.
I've honed in on a few, but I really want to sit and actually learn a little bit more before I make that final decision on February 9th.
When do you think you'll be doing that? Do you think you'll actually just take an evening and sit down and research?
I need to. No, yeah. I've been watching the debates. I've been listening. I really want to just compare apples and oranges with the very small things that I do care about.
Well, there's a steady stream of campaign workers and volunteers here at the cafe. DePomprian says no candidates have shown up yet. But if one does come through the door, she's ready.
I have a picture of all the candidates because my mother's biggest fear is they are going to walk into my shop and we are not going to know who they are. So we have had this on we do know who they are, but we have had this on our refrigerator for many months now.
We have a cheat sheet
just in case.
We can save Social Security and Medicare and bring our debt under control, and we don't have to change anything for my mother or for anyone here who's retired or anyone here who's about to retire.
Back at the town hall meeting, Brenda Phelan listens intently as Marco Rubio responds to a question about Social Security, her top issue.
Right now, according to current law, I am supposed to retire at 67. If we want to save Social Security and Medicare, I might have to retire at 68. That's not unreasonable.
Afterward, Phelan says Rubio is the candidate she's been waiting for.
I am very impressed. I really am. Overwhelmed, I think, with his energy and his enthusiasm.
One mind made up, many more to go.